producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight. What is everybody talking about? At least 200 million of us plus, probably. And it's the cold. You know, it's the cold. Because you're either shoveling, shivering, or just sick of it already. What category do you fall in? And this is going to extend through the weekend for most people. It is just a question of what region, how much snow, if you even got snow, or maybe you got sleet. I'll tell you what, I would opt for snow any day. I don't know about the rest of you. I'll take snow any day over icy patches. Ugh, black ice is deadly. But just the way people drive, even people who know better, when you get an ice storm, I've lived through too many of them, both in the South and in the Northeast, and heck, even in the Midwest when I was in Chicago and spent some time there. It seemed like every time I went out the front door, I was dealing with some sort of ice patch somewhere, whether it was the entire parking lot or I was maneuvering just going down some steps. We're going to talk more about not just the weather, but what's happening with ISIS and also this shocker. The U.S. and China actually reached a pollution deal. Well, you could knock me over with a feather because I really didn't assume that we would see China step to the plate and say, yeah, you know what, I'm okay with that. Let's come up with some kind of a number and let's talk about the pollution, because certainly you know if you've been to China or seen pictures of China, it's massive population, and it's what they do with the things that they dump all over the place, I think, that causes that misty stuff that you see in the background so often, especially in the morning or in the evening. But check this out. At the end of a trade summit in China, the president, our president, announced a climate change agreement with the Chinese president that would cut both countries' greenhouse gas emissions by close to a third over the next two decades. Now, under this agreement, the U.S. would cut between 26 to 28% of the level of its carbon emissions set in 2005 by 2025. China would do the same by 2030. So for the two of them to come together and come to that agreement, mostly China, not the U.S. and not Obama, because that's part of his agenda, but for China to do that is, I think, stunning. The hope is, according to our president, that others will jump on the back of this. Now, how much do you think this will hold up? You think Congress is going to go for that? You think Congress is going to say, yeah, absolutely. You don't think Congress is going to try to stop that and say, forget it, this is your crusade, and we're not on the same page with that? Because this, you know, this goes to the whole thing about climate change and what is carbon emissions and what are we talking about and is this really where we want to be and is this going to do what you say it's going to do with businesses? Is it going to save billions of dollars? Because that's what one of the statements that was released talked about that. So during the president's visit, the Chinese government closed factories and gave employees time off to reduce car traffic, and ultimately the emissions in Beijing, believe it or not, because it's all that smog, that mist that I'm talking about is absolutely the terrible smog. I don't think I've seen smog like that other than in Houston, Texas, and one time in Los Angeles. So the reduction of smog and kind of the blue skies is what people were talking about as they were at this historic meeting between the two. And I'm really surprised by this because I didn't think that the Chinese were going to come to any kind of an accord. But here's the bottom line. Is this going to stick with our Congress? And the answer is no. They're going to do something that will rattle the cages and say, what are you talking about? We're honoring this agreement till when? And when does this all kick in? when Obama is long gone. It's the perfect kind of agreement in a sense because he's not going to be beholden to whatever the broad strokes of it are. And it's interesting because it comes at a time when Gallup just did a poll where 53% say they want the Republicans, they want the GOP, not Obama, to set the U.S. agenda. And, you know, this falls into the U.S. agenda. Climate change, or is it a hoax? Is it real? Are we beyond that? How deep are we going, and how are we measuring all that? And without a doubt, I'm sorry, there's no question when you look at what's happening in China, that is massive pollution, and we all know that because of how they take care of their factories and how they do their dumping and the massive amount of people that they have clustered in a very tight area. I don't think anyone's going to disagree with that. I'm just very surprised that they would agree to be beholden to any kind of specifics in any kind of an agreement like that. But saying it, getting in front of the microphones versus, that was the other guy that was in, that's not my way of looking at it. I'm not the president. I'm not the president that signed that. I think it's just broad strokes that look good to try to push some other countries into jumping into the middle of it. It's sort of a no-lose situation, I suppose. If you want to throw in your two cents on that, you can certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Also, we have Ebola back in the news. In New York City, they're tracking about 300 people for Ebola. They're saying they're tracking a lot of people for this. Now, the doctor who was being quarantined is finally released and is Ebola free. But we have not seen the last of this conversation or what hospitals are doing to get ready just in case. Since Dallas was caught so off guard, and so was, I think, other parts of the United States, there still is the push to be ready for Ebola. And New York City's health department said, look, we're really tracking all these people. And we're tracking people inside the United States for signs of this infection using round-the-clock preventative monitoring. None of the people being tracked by New York since it launched on October 24th, they're thought to have developed that disease. None is under quarantine. But not every person on the city's list has been accounted for, because they do this daily tabs on everybody. And the city feels like it has to defend their monitoring position, and they're doing it with a team of 470 employees that have to follow, track, and do all these other kinds of tests and whatnot to keep an eye on the people that they're tracking. And two-thirds of the city's watch-listed people arrived in New York City from the three countries we've been talking about, Liberia and Sierra Leone, and Guinea as well. And that's why they're doing it. They don't want to take any chances, especially now that the doctor has been cleared. Now that he's been released, Dr. Craig Spencer, who fell ill with Ebola in October after he came back from treating patients. He went home on Tuesday, leaving Bellevue Hospital after he was declared fully recovered. Are you still worried about Ebola? 855-266-5283.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Coming up next on America Tonight, in our next segment, I'm going to introduce you to a really cool guy. His name is Richard London, and he's got Parkinson's, and he travels around the country and speaks to people about Parkinson's, and I've met him in New York. I mean, this guy is incredible. He had 9 surgeries, like when he was in his 30s, and he was in a car accident. He got cancer right around the beginning of his 40s, and he's cancer-free. And then he gets hit with Parkinson's, and the guy's attitude is unbelievable. And he says attitude is everything. And he actually has this cool handbook for life that you can just get for free if you go to his site, and he'll tell you how to do that. It's all free. You don't have to sign up for anything. But I really, really was inspired by my meeting with him, and I wanted to have him on the show. So he joins us in our next segment. If you want to sound off on the smog and where it's going to clear in 2025, I love it when there's things that are done down the road. That's what I want, a job where I can do that. I'm going to make huge progress, and I'm going to throw it on down the line so somebody else gets capped with it. And I think that's the same for China, too. I'm not trying to be jaded in my opinion. Just realistic, because we've seen these things crumble before, right? With all these big platitudes and whatnot. And the idea is push other people in that direction, other countries. But I don't know that people are jumping on that train. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Dan, you are our leadoff man. Hello.
Well, hello, Kate. Look, have you ever known Obama to do anything that was beneficial to the United States of America?
Hope and change. There was a lot of people that rallied around him in Chicago. And actually, downtown Chicago was really dressed up and cleaned up. I will say that. It used to be full of litter.
Okay.
Okay.
yeah, right. We have a gentleman by the name of Mr. Rogers that's going to be playing in Obama's neighborhood. And he's going to cut off the funding to Obama's little immigration program. So Obama can go out and yell, yeah, I'm going to dedicate all of you little invaders to become good little American citizens. And Roger's going to say, yeah, well, you pay for it because I'm not going to and the Congress isn't going to. And there. Okay, that's where we stop him there. And plus we've got all kinds of diseases that are turning up from all the immigrants that he's brought into this country already. And the only thing I can say is, we need to impeach this man because of his numerous violations of the Constitution of the United States. And I'm hoping that they've got some cojones and they can now decide to take care of this when they come into office in January and finally get him out of the mix of trying to destroy the United States and change the United States into a socialist little fiefdom for him and his little socialist Democrats. Communist little crew, and just get the hell rid of them, all of them. They're just gum.
you take the hardest right turn ever, I swear, Dan. You know, you and I have talked about this before. I honestly don't think that they'll impeach him. I don't. Do I think there'll be huge fights?
I'm going to make a whole lot of money when you do that little walk to New Jersey.
It's still on the table. You're right. If I will walk naked to New Jersey, if this Congress impeaches Obama, I think they're gonna let it ride and ride into 2016, and blame it all on the fact that he's gonna veto everything because that is a perfect setup.
We've got Joe Manchin and his entire little clique of, including our little senator from Missouri, that all want to get on the bandwagon in improving the oil pipeline from Canada. Also, a whole bunch of things that they've decided that they're not going to play with Harry Reid anymore. They're going to back the new Republicans that are coming in. And I'm telling you, we will have enough votes to override any veto he comes up with. Plus, we can hold his little feet to the fire on this Obama granting amnesty. Plus, we can get the thing on Fast and Furious finally solved and indict Holder, and that'll lead to an indictment on Obama, and he will either have to resign before the 2 years are up or he'll be impeached because this man's going down.
All right, Dan, I'm going to throw that out there for anyone else. Thanks. Honestly, do you think Dan is right? Do you see this president resigning or being impeached? And Dan knows, because I've said this all along, man, there is no way. I don't see as fiery and as upset and as we got the backing now that the Republicans might be. It's not the card they're going to play. I don't see this as the winning hand for them because there's so much buildup to, hey, look, we tried, peeps, and got vetoed. And look at this executive action or any of the things that could possibly come out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I think there's going to be a massive wall. There's no doubt about that. And I do agree, by the way, Dan, with what he says about Eric Holder. I just read an outrageous article, which I already was aware of this, but it just even blows it up more. And I wish a lot of other people had eyes on it. It was in Bloomberg, and the article was about a whistleblower from J.P. Morgan and how Jamie Dimon got away with murder, which, you know, he started to tank the economy. Our economy started to tank, and they were doing crazy loans. And we know the saga of the loans in 2008. But the way that there was this giant fine, but it was a mere nothing because there was nothing criminally linked to anything. Nobody had to admit to very much. And this was part of the whole Holder Department of Justice deal. And I think this is one of the most egregious things ever. There's a writer named Matt Taibbi who wrote the article about it. Actually, it wasn't in Bloomberg, it was in Rolling Stone. And it is powerful stuff. We're trying to get him on the show. And along with Fast and Furious, and I had no idea, then you look at the emails, and clearly he was aware of it. How does that make any sense? Certainly there were some things that happened during the entire time that he was the Attorney General that I think were just laden with very, very huge cover-ups connected to them or shuffled off and handled in a different way. And, you know, from the very beginning I said this, I thought Tim Geithner as the Treasury Secretary and Eric Holder as the Attorney General were huge mistakes. I did a show on liabilities and pink slips in the very beginning of the Obama administration and when he first took office, and I said these two are the two people I would absolutely not be attached to. And we saw how long Tim Geithner lasted, quite a long time. And then Eric Holder all the way through until recently, and which is why now all of the stuff is released on Fast and Furious, the crazy amounts of emails. It's very, very, very disheartening, I have to say. It is. It's very disheartening. I mean, look, the job of the Attorney General, you're always going to have accusations, Republican or Democrat. There's always going to be people that aren't satisfied that you didn't prosecute this enough or you didn't go after this enough. But this is just so blatant. And I think of the family of that poor Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, and how it's like all of a sudden, yeah, you know, boom. This is now I had no idea. I didn't realize this, what was going on with the guns specifically. And then people just got rearranged. I mean, there's just no accountability thing that has to change in D.C., period, no matter who's in charge. The lack of accountability is just absolutely appalling. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Clearly, this is one of the things that we can see let us happen on both sides of the aisle. But because the Democrats were in power, you could see it through the cabinet. You could see it through trying to ram certain pieces of legislation in. Remember, that was the big thing with Obamacare in the beginning. It was, boom, right before everybody was going away for the summer. This is on the agenda. We're just trying to get the votes. And like it was nothing. And then people were outraged. And all of a sudden, there were all these town halls across America, and that started the long tug of war over the Affordable Health Care Act that ultimately had the votes and became law, and that's what we're dealing with now. Speaking of health care, coming up around the bend, very excited about this next guest. I told you I met him in New York City, and he is just a wonderful person. Wait till you hear his story and what he has to say about dealing with Parkinson's. Some of you might have friends or family that you've been through Parkinson's with them, and it's really a rough ride for so many people. He offers, I think, some real hope. Richard London next on America Tonight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very thrilled to have with us somebody that I came across in New York. Our paths crossed, and I was happy to meet him, Richard Lunnon. He's written an interesting book, a book that I think really could help a lot of people out there who are dealing with Parkinson's or who have had loved ones or have loved ones who have Parkinson's. And he's got a book out called A Handbook for Life. And in fact, you're going to get a chance to get that ebook. So Richard is, like I said, in our virtual green room. Richard, thanks so much for coming on the show with us.
Kate, wonderful being here. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Parkinson's. As I said, I met you in New York at a national publicity summit, and I didn't even realize in our conversation until you had mentioned it to me, to tell you the truth, that you had Parkinson's. Tell us about what it was like to be diagnosed and what it's been like for you since then.
I was diagnosed in 2005. Actually, 2 years after my cancer diagnosis. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2003. Now an 11-year cancer survivor, and I've been doing the Parkinson's journey for 9 years. It shakes you up to find out, and the way that I describe Parkinson's is it's a degenerative neurological disease for which Western medicine has no cure.
And so when you first hear that, you're trying to wrap your mind around all of it. And we saw just what happened with Robin Williams and now some of the conversation about what was going on with him and some of the depression that came along with that and the theories of other things that happened in Robin Williams' life. And I saw something with Michael J. Fox that you may have seen this too, and I think a lot of people could appreciate this. Fox said that he really loved Robin Williams and had come across work with him a couple of times in Hollywood, and he wished he had known, because he said he would have reached out to him and told him that it gets better, but he didn't know. Nobody knew. Is that part of it, that if you get the diagnosis, it's important to know some of the things that come along with it?
Absolutely. There's a lot of non-motor symptoms with Parkinson's disease that people don't know about, that don't have Parkinson's, and people that are newly diagnosed don't know about either. People will see people with tremors, and they associate that with Parkinson's. But non-motor symptoms, such as depression, which was what Robin Williams had, and obviously led to a suicide, with what place Parkinson's played in that, we'll probably never know, but I'm sure it contributed in some way. One of the interesting things for people that are in very, very early stages of Parkinson's, that they don't realize, one of the things that happens to a lot of people is they lose their sense of smell. Losing your sense of smell can be a early indicator of Parkinson's. Sleep disorders can be an early indicator of Parkinson's. In addition to the tremors, muscle rigidity, balance issues, which are more commonly the motor symptoms that people do know about.
Yeah. What are some of the other myths about Parkinson's that people think is part of it, but they don't realize?
Well, I think one of the big ones is that Parkinson's is an old person's disease. I think a lot of people think that it's, it's somebody in their 60s or 70s gets Parkinson's. People under age 50 are considered young onset in their Parkinson's diagnosis. I was diagnosed at 49. 10% of the people with Parkinson's are diagnosed at age 40 or younger. I personally know three people who are diagnosed in their 20s. So age is one of the factors. The other myth is that if they look at Michael J. Fox, or they say those are Parkinson's symptoms, or they look at Muhammad Ali and they're saying, well, that's an advanced Parkinson's. Everybody's Parkinson's progresses differently. Everybody has a different set of symptoms. The other thing is Parkinson's itself, from a neurologist standpoint, is a disease that's symptomatic. It's not like you don't have a biological detectable trait that says, well, this is the organism that causes Parkinson's disease. It's symptomatic. And what they do is they give you, or the person that they believe has Parkinson's, the gold standard medication is levodopa. They give them the medicine, and if the medicine cures the symptoms or helps the symptoms, by definition, the neurologist says you have Parkinson's disease.
Wow. Yeah, I would have never known that if you hadn't said that. And, you know, the other part of this is, and I said how I had no idea you had Parkinson's, and we talk about Michael J. Fox, and he's doing television work, he's on a hit show, The Good Wife, and, you know, you can live with Parkinson's. As you said, symptoms are different for every person who has it, but you're living proof of that as well. Since you've mentioned you've been diagnosed with the disease in 2005, and you've been able to live a full life, right?
So much of it, Kate, has to do with your attitude and your decision to get up and make things happen. One of the things I say about Parkinson's disease in particular is it's a degenerative disease. Parkinson's is going to progress whether you do something about it or not. So it does take a tremendous amount of energy. It takes a determination to say, I'm too young to lie down and stop living. In my case, like I said, I was 49. I had two teenage children. My daughter was 14 years old. And you asked, you know, well, what did I think when I was diagnosed? I had two big fears, two big thoughts went through my mind immediately when the doctor told me I had Parkinson's disease. One was, would I be able to, remember, my daughter was 14 years old, mm-hmm. would I be able to dance with her at her wedding? The other was, would my grandchildren know me as more than the shaky old man? And the way I live my life now, I am still doing everything I was doing before. I've actually taken up a boxing circuit training program, which is tremendous. And one of the things, actually, as I go and travel around the country talking with people with Parkinson's, and I hear more and more and more, the one thing that people do to fight back the Parkinson's symptoms is exercise, movement, stay active, just get out and do things. Because the medicine can't cure the disease. Medicine only hides the symptoms as the disease progresses until the medicine can't do any more. So you've got to take care of it with lifestyle.
Yeah. And how about people who are taking care of people with Parkinson's or are partners? You know, you mentioned you had your family, so you had to sit down and talk to your family about what was happening, and just meeting you and listening to you, I can imagine you have a family that was fully all in on this, and they know how to deal with it, right?
Well, they've learned how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of it comes from understanding that as the disease progresses, as people get more and more dependent on their family, their loved ones, people around them become their caregivers, that the caregivers themselves can get burned out. They need to understand that they need to be able to take time for themselves, not be afraid to say no when someone offers to help them, offers to give them a night off, I'll come home. I'll come over to your house and I'll stay with your spouse. Why don't you go out with the guys or go out with the girls and get dinner or a movie or something? You have to understand it's okay. A person that is in a caregiver position can't put the entire weight of the world on their shoulders. They've got to share.
Yeah, that's powerful. They have to share. Tell us about A Handbook for Life and what you're doing with your internet talk show. As you said, you're talking to people all over the place, and you do an internet talk show, and you talk about it. It's called Parkinson's Chat.
Yes, I do. It's a Parkinson's Chat with Richard London. It's on the second and fourth Mondays of every night of every month, and I bring in guests talking about living well with this disease and living well to support the person with Parkinson's, the caregivers. What I don't do is I don't let people get into their gripe sessions of complaining about, I can't do this anymore, I can't do that anymore. It's all about ways that people have found to live their lives to the fullest. One of the interesting things, Kate, you mentioned the book, A Handbook for Life. I wrote this book because basically I had the challenges I've had in my life. We talked about going through the cancer. We talked about the Parkinson's. Beyond that, before that, I had a life-changing automobile accident, 9 surgeries from that. But despite that, I was always positive and accomplished quite a bit in my life. And I actually stopped and I asked myself, why is it that people who've had a minuscule amount of challenges in their life compared to what I've gone through have given up or the what was me kind of attitude. And I put those thought processes down into the book, Handbook for Life, and it's really a short, easy read, very to the point. But the one interesting thing that I found after I wrote the book, I did a word search. I did not mention the word Parkinson's or cancer once in the entire first draft of the book. And that really took me back. And I said, well, why is that? And the reason is because I don't let my challenges or my diseases define who I am or my happiness.
Wow. Well said. Everybody could take a lesson from that. So to get a copy of A Handbook for Life, where do we go?
Well, the best way to do it, if anybody that's listening to your show, I'm going to make them an offer for a free ebook. They can just email me at rlondon, London like the city, London, rlondon at ahandbookforlife.com and mention the fact that you listen to the Kate Delaney Show. And I would be more than happy to send them an ebook for their use.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Richard, and continued success. We'll talk
Kate.
Again in the
love
future.
Love talking to you and love meeting you.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com. We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done.
Once again, here we are at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. It goes so fast, doesn't it? It's crazy, huh? So, looking at the odds and ends on the day, I can't help myself. You know, we have the obvious things. We're talking about Ebola and the fact that we can't say, yeah, that conversation's over with. Because kind of like these guys and these women are monitoring close to 300 people in New York City. They were that concerned about people that came back into New York City because you realize how crunched up the population is on that island, right? On the island of Manhattan and the other four boroughs. So if Ebola were to catch fire there, even though we keep hearing, oh, it's no big deal, and we see these publicity shots of people hugging the nurses and giving them kisses and all that kind of stuff. I mean, ask the people, ask those nurses what that was like. Ask Dr. Brantley, Kent Brantley, what it was like to feel like he was walking through hell. That comment has stuck with me from the moment he said it, because he was a giving kind of guy, wanted to help the people who were struggling with Ebola. Help people, by the way, giving blood to anyone who had Ebola once they came back to the United States, and feels incredibly fortunate to have survived an incredibly arduous ordeal, to say the least, where you are perilously on the cliff between life and death. Can you imagine that? Close your eyes for a second and think about that. You are right there, brother, right on the edge. So we know that they don't want Ebola, the health people in New York City, to catch fire anywhere, in any borough, on any street, anywhere in that city, for fear of, you know, what could happen. Bodily fluids, right? That's why the following, tracking, all of that. And speaking of tracking, as we seg to a different part of the country, which fits into odds and ends, finally, here it is, time for this grand jury decision in Ferguson, Missouri. And could there be more hysteria over what might happen, the fear of what might happen? Conversations about more guns have been sold lately in and around Ferguson. The Missouri governor outlining a plan for the grand jury decision, not trusting that people won't go crazy in the streets of Ferguson. That's really what they're saying, because they're preparing for this announcement over whether or not the officer, Darren Wilson, who shot and killed Michael Brown, will have to answer for it in a courtroom. So the police are going to work to protect, they say, peaceful protesters after that decision is handed down. But anyone who crosses the line, says Jay Nixon, the gov, be warned. 1,000 cops have gotten special training. They've spent money to train cops afraid of what could happen over the announcement of whether or not this goes to trial. The National Guard is going to be on high alert. At a news conference to outline preparations, the governor talked about the violent protests that happened after Brown was killed in August and said, the ugliness is not how we are in Missouri, and it can't be repeated. So they're spending money to prepare for what could possibly happen. And what's that going to be like when that announcement comes down? And the officers, by the way, that they're talking about, who have been trained, I mean, they really jumped on this. They've undergone 5,000 hours of training, and police leaders have also reached out to civil rights and protest groups to help in the cooperation of what could possibly take place. Yet about 50 activist groups last week that asked the St. Louis County prosecutor for 48 hours notice before a grand jury decision is announced. So that they're saying they want to know that so that they can prevent the violence. Wow. I mean, they're training. Organizers are training. So there's efforts all over the place. People who want to protest are training. They're doing practice marches. Cops are training for what could be a violent outburst. How crazy. It's like a play. It's insane. You just can't have a procedure where, boom, here's the grand jury, here's the announcement, end of story. No. And the governor, he doesn't want to see that. He doesn't want to get more phone calls about what is going on in Missouri. And they're very afraid of leaks, that something will leak out with this. And they say it's, you know, questionable that something could leak out. And then they're concerned they don't have enough time to get everything under control. So that's why spending serious money on, serious money on making sure that things don't go sideways again. To which I would say there is no 100%. I don't care. Remember, they rolled out tanks before. And then we started thinking, whoa, here we go, militarization. And people were freaking over that. And it was very strange to see because it had gotten so out of hand. It's nutty. I mean, just absolutely nutty. So, in the meantime, I want to make sure that I tip my cap to all of the veterans who are listening to the show, because really, I think it's a two-day swing. On Tuesday, it was a day of remembering for many visiting graveyards and being part of ceremonies. And I'll tell you what I love. I love the paying it forward that is starting to happen for veterans. I love the freebies. I love it. It should be that kind of a day. I mean, any kind of food you wanted, it seemed like it was available from chain restaurants or probably local restaurants. I couldn't believe some of the things that I was reading. And then there were surprises for veterans, select veterans across the United States where their hometown was doing something for them. And I mean, I think that's great. We are inspired by some of these veterans. How many in the years that I've done America Tonight have we had on this show? And it's not about me. It's about them and their service and their incredible stories. And then what they've done since they served, whether we're talking somebody who served in Vietnam. Remember, we had the founder of the Vietnam Wall on, and what they're doing there and how they're upping the ante in a sense by really telling the stories of the names on the wall. I mean, how cool is that? To the people that we've talked to who have lost limbs, who have had family struggles since they've come back from Iraq or Afghanistan, and with all the world challenges that we face, and with a voluntary military, we really can never thank the people who suit up, who put on the unis for whichever branch they serve, and send our sincere thank yous to these men and women who leave behind families who then have to come back and immerse themselves in everyday life after often being the front line of defense in some pretty hairy, carry situations where they're not sure if they're going to make it out of there or not. And where it's all the focus is on the team, on the group, on the platoon, and then trying to come back and immerse themselves in daily life back here at home. So we need to do what we can to help all of those people. And what a special day across America it was. I salute all of you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.